Welcome to The Deadline. I'm Laura, your host and founder of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society. And of course, I'm here tonight with Brian Sant, the NJGHS tech guru and producer of The Deadline.
Hello.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
Hot.
Yeah, what happened to the sound scream?
Too hot to bring it up.
We're coming to you live tonight from the fifth ring of hell, otherwise known as Brian's apartment.
Pretty close.
Has been no air conditioning for the past week. Note that in New Jersey and Pennsylvania, we've been in a heat wave for the past week.
Yep.
So, I should be about, you know, down 3 pounds by the time I leave. No. Actually, it's okay in here tonight. You know, we picked the cooler of the nights to come and deal with this.
Well, I have to admit, the apartment is pretty well insulated, so.
Yeah.
It does, you know, it holds the, you know, I keep all the blinds, everything shut, so. And then the way the sun, you know, goes over, it doesn't actually, you know, hit directly on the windows. It kind of goes straight over.
Oh, that's pretty good. Yeah, mine was pretty cooking when I got home to get changed, and I was like, well.
Poor cats.
I know, I had the windows open. I'm like, you guys will deal because I'm not running the air conditioner for you. It's not that hot. And when I get home, I'll just make sure I close the windows and turn it on in my bedroom, close the door and get my room all nice and chilly. Ha ha. No. I'll be thinking of you.
That's okay. I got to stand up on a hotel room the other night.
You did?
Yeah, of course. And the complex is paying for it.
Are they?
Yep.
Oh, good for you.
It was Tuesday. Tuesday night was the storm, right?
I think so.
Yep. I got home. It was a little warm in here. I was like, oh, I could probably handle it. 7 o'clock, one crack of thunder, power went out, threw some clothes in a bag, and went to the hotel.
Good.
Had a nice, had power, TV, and air conditioning.
Oh, so you got a good night's sleep at least.
No.
No. Hotel bed?
Hard as a rock.
Oh, I hate that. I like mine. Mine is like, I have my pillow top, and it's all squishy soft with flannel sheets. And that's it. I get in there all snug as a bug in a rug.
All by yourself?
Yep. Well, two cats. Tom's usually, you know, over on the top of the bed. And
the head or the foot?
The head of the bed.
Okay.
The head of the bed, like, on my left side, and then Bob will come up on my right side and squeeze in, so. You know.
Yeah, I'm sure the listeners just love hearing about cats.
I know. Well, if you have cats, you know how they always manage that you get cat butt in your face. And God forbid they snuggle up and give you their cute little face and whiskers. Oh, no. It's cat butt. Anyway. But, so, I don't know if you got a chance to tune in last night for the June 11th presentation of the new episode of Ghost Hunters on Sci-Fi.
No.
No.
Don't watch it anymore.
I did, only because I knew the Red Mill was going to be on from Clinton, because the one gentleman, David Breslauer, I interviewed for the McCullough House for my book, he used to be at the Red Mill, and he said, oh, they interviewed me for like an hour.
Jesus.
Now, when he said that to me, in my head, I heard, okay, so that's a 5-minute clip.
Yep.
I don't think he was even on for 5 minutes. It might have been about 15 seconds, because that's TV for you.
But Jason needs his airtime.
Yeah. Well, they got toured all around the mill and everything, and I was going to put that in my book, because I have a friend whose wife used to work there, so she had quite a few experiences and stuff.
But right.
They were having trouble with getting back to me soon enough, so I couldn't get the interview with them, so I said, all right, I'll leave it out. You know, if there's a Ghost Hunting New Jersey Volume 2, I'll put it in that, whatever. But, so then I'm watching the show, and they show clips, and we're like, oh my God, that's Proprietary House. I'm like, they really did go to Proprietary House in Perth Amboy.
Jeez.
So I try to call Jane, because Jane Doherty, that's her shtick. Just so you know, people, she put Proprietary House on the Ghost Hunters map. Not Taps, okay? Jane Doherty. And here's why. And when you get my book, you'll know even more why, okay? Jane has been doing ghost tours at the Proprietary House in Perth Amboy for like the past 4 or 5 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Halloween seasons. She's the one psychically who could see this episode of this child and see the ghost of this little ghost boy. And has heard things. She's done seances there, and she developed the tours based on, as people come on her tours, they start to say, wow, you know, I've seen this, I've seen that. So she accrues even more stories to share on the tours.
Okay.
Hardly any of these stories, if any, actually, were on the Taps episode last night. Okay. I noticed they were trying to be like little artful dodgers, dancing around like what the proprietary house docent, who was Linda, was telling them. Like, she brought them up to the one third floor, maybe, and said, this is the window where we understand a man threw a kid out this window, and that's how the kid died. Now, I never remember in all my research coming across the death of a child, especially, that's not just a death, that's a murder. You know, if someone intentionally throws their kid, or whoever kid, they said it was an uncle, throwing the kid out the window to his death, that's a murder. You would think it would be somewhere in the New York Times back then. And I had to pay extra for an account to do the research for my book online on the New York Times, because if you go back towards, I mean, anything before like 1930 or something, they charge you. But you pay like a price for like 10 things that you're allowed to print out, okay? And I didn't come across any kids being murdered, but that's not to say. I mean, it could have been covered up, who knows? But apparently this ghost boy is there. And let me tell you, when you get my book and you read about the proprietary house, because I interviewed the source, Jane Doherty. So I have it in the book, the real deal with this kid, and the real freaky, scary, full-body apparition encounter with this kid. It'll blow your socks off. So none of that was covered in Taps. They only mentioned that Linda, the docent on the Ghost Hunters show, just mentioned that, oh, yeah, there was an uncle up here. Now, when I called Jane, I was having the worst time trying to get a hold of her last night. I tried calling her home, and my phone kept cutting out. I was getting all circuits are busy. I'm like, what is up with this? Finally, I try her on her cell phone with my cell phone, and it goes through, and I get to leave her a message, and then she called me back. And I said, yeah, it's going to be on now. And she's like, oh, we're down in South Carolina. I don't know what channel it would be on the cable system here. I said, well, I'm recording it, but it's DVR. I doubt it'll do you any good. So, but in any event, we got to talking, and I asked her about the throwing the kid out the window thing, and she said, she goes, you know what? She goes, I saw that clairvoyantly when I went up in that room, the whole reenactment of this man throwing this kid out the window. And she said, when I said it, the person she was with from the proprietary house said, wow, 10 years ago there was a psychic who came through who said the exact same thing. So there you have two psychics who, 10 years apart, saw the same thing, said the same thing. And if it's coming from Jane, I would say it's pretty valid. You know, she's pretty on the money with that stuff. So, but no credit was given to Jane on that show.
Of course not.
Not even a courtesy phone call to let, or leave her a message or anything to let her know. Now, I should clarify this. When I spoke to her at that point, she had gotten no phone call. Now, she did say to me, she goes, I would have to dial into my office in New Jersey. Maybe they left me a message. So she said, maybe they left her a message on her office phone.
Doubtful.
It's doubtful. It's still, I think that's very disrespectful for what she's done for that place and bringing in money and revenue for them. And they didn't even have the decency to say, hey, by the way, we're going to be on the TV tonight, you know, or leave a message, send an email, something.
I could have told you that from when I used to run their message.
No, I'm talking proprietary house. Should have at least had the decency to let her know. We all know Taps would never on their best day. Oh, and when I was searching on the for the book, and I was doing research on Tilly for that ghost chapter of Centenary College, come across this Hackettstown obscure little website, not the main one, but some other site, and there's pictures of Jason and Grant and Steve Gonsalves in Hackettstown. So don't be too shocked if a week or two down the road we all see Charlie Brown's Steakhouse on Ghost Hunters, you know.
I stopped watching the show completely.
I mean, I don't know. I've tried to look on their site this morning to see if they list their upcoming episodes, and they only list the new one for next week, and it's somewhere else. It's not in New Jersey.
Your best to go on the Sci-Fi.
Oh, on Sci-Fi?
Sci-Fi website, yeah.
Oh,
look in the blogs and stuff like that. You can probably get a listing there.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, I don't know if they actually ended up filming at Charlie Brown's.
Well, you would have heard that from
I don't know. They because when I was doing the research for Proprietary House, I left a message down there, and basically they were there April 23rd, okay, when they filmed this show. Right. And I know I left a message either that day or maybe a day or so after, not even knowing they were here in New Jersey on April 23rd, which was a Wednesday because I was having lunch with Sean, so I remember it. A couple days go by, and this woman, this Linda, does call me back. But she's talking like I'm not allowed to discuss any kind of ghostly things. That's up to the board of the Proprietary House. You'd have to take it up with them. I'm like, you know what, lady? I don't have time for this. Forget it. Just, you're not going to help me. Just say so. Forget it. Mm-hmm. I'll go to the source, Jane Doherty. Got a much better story. She's much easier to talk to in interviews. You know, and she knows the stuff. She's been doing the tours there. She developed them. She put that on the map. So, okay.
Enough ranting.
Well, no, I just... And the Red Mill, you know, I was there years ago. Never heard the story about the little girl dying upstairs. But of course, I was there with my kids, one in a stroller at that time, so I wasn't really in the mood for asking. But, you know, you do get the sense that that place would be haunted, you know.
Done it. Never been there.
It's beautiful. It's a nice place to go and take a walk and stuff. But, yeah, so it's nice to know that Tango Sr. is scoping out all the Jersey haunts. Probably coasting through Dave Giuliano's site. That's probably how he got Burlington Prison. Because Dave has it on his, South Jersey Ghost Research. And they probably got Hackettstown and all these other places off of our NJGHS site. Nice. Not even a smoke signal. No homing pigeon. Nothing. You know what? And to me, that's bad PR. If you and I ever get popular enough where we have a show... Okay.
You're right.
Well, we have a show that's either, like, on regular radio or, God forbid, TV. I know enough about PR and just political correctness to say, hey, we're going into somebody's turf and their territory. Let's extend an olive branch and a welcome and say hello or invite them to come by.
Taps used to do that in the beginning.
Oh, really?
Well, you notice with their shows, oh, this is such and such with Louisiana. Goes, they would do that.
Oh,
and
really?
When they became... famous. That's when they're like, oh, tough. We're more popular. We're more important than you guys.
But so. I have more hair, Jason. Ha ha. Everybody has more hair.
Even I do.
Yeah. Oh, it was so funny because I'm watching it last night and Grant's going, oh, this was in the mill. Jason and Grant, the dynamic duo. And Grant's like, they're separated. They're on different parts of this, I guess, whatever floor they're on of the mill. And Grant's going, you know, can you pull Jason's pant leg or something? Can you, like, hit him or do something to him? Excuse me, because, oh, he really thinks that's funny. You should do that. You should hit him or something or pull his pant leg. And then you see the camera cutting, and Jason's like, something just touched my pant leg. So when they convene and they exchange what... Jason's like, yeah, something grabbed my pant leg. And Grant's like, you're kidding, because I was asking for that to happen. I'm like, ooh, this is good. This is really good, you know? I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
That's why I said I'm done with that show.
Well, and what happened to Ghost Hunters International?
No, they went back. And then, I guess once Ghost Hunters goes into reruns and all that, it'll come back. They don't want to run new shows of each at the same time.
Yeah, that sucks. Because that was fun getting to watch. I like that show better.
Oh, I do too.
I think because, you know why? Donna's on it. And you need that really good female energy. She's a much better energy to just look at, listen to, deal with. You know? She's a good person and it comes through, you know. Okay, I won't say anything further because I don't want to get myself in trouble with the J&G.
Like, I give a damn.
Anyway, so we shall see where else they stomp around New Jersey. So, oh, and then I was watching their other show that came on before the one I wanted to see. And they were in their own backyard of Rhode Island. Then they went up to Cape Cod. I'm like, boy, what is the deal with, like, doing things so close to home? And, you know?
They're cheap.
I think they're really, it's getting cut. Budget's cut. Who knows? But yet, in every scene, every single scene, there could be 50 different scenes of Steve Gonsalves, and in every one, he has a different Tabs t-shirt on. I have never seen how many ways you could write Taps, from Celtic to Gothic to vampiric to I don't know what. You know, it's just like, those shirts must have cost a fortune because of the detail on those Taps designs, and he's got a different one on.
And it's all free.
Anyway.
Moving on.
I should tell you all about the cemetery hunts this year, which are going along quite splendidly, I must say. The cemetery hunts are held on Saturday nights this summer. You meet and sign the waiver at 9 p.m. and you ghost hunt from till about 10:30 p.m. You must be a member of the NJGHS in order to participate in these hunts. Lifetime membership is available for $20 on our homepage via PayPal, which is www.njghs.net. You cannot pay for membership at the cemetery hunt, people, so it has to be done ahead of time. Don't put that burden on my team leaders, please. New members must complete 2 cemetery hunts in order to participate on an investigative team. Newbies, please make yourselves known to the team leaders so they can take you along with them for training. Duh. How else are we going to know? Cancellations of these dates are possible given inclement weather conditions. Please keep an eye on the site for the last minute updates, or better still, join our Yahoo groups. It's an NJGHS Yahoo group. The link is right on our homepage. And you can have the information blasted right into your email inbox. Saturday, June 14th, Greg and Sherry are taking a team down to Mount Olivet in Red Bank. June 21st, this is still questionable. I'm supposed to take a group to the Presbyterian Church Cemetery in Westfield, where Baltus Rawl is buried and his ghost has been seen on horseback. It's in my book, people. Woo-hoo! Wait till you read that. It's going to totally freak you out. Anyway, that's questionable. I'm still waiting to hear back if I can get permission for us to go in there. June 28th, Union Cemetery in Hackettstown, Dean Patrico. July 12th, Rose Hill Cemetery, that famous nasty place down there in Mattawan. Greg and Sherry are going to brave it and tough it out with yet another group. July 19th, I'll be taking a team down to Connecticut Farms in Union. July 26th, the Washington Cemetery in Warren County, Dina. August 2nd, Princeton Cemetery in Princeton, Greg and Sherry. August 9th, the Bayview Cemetery in Leonardo, New Jersey, that's Greg and Sherry. And August 16th, Mount Olivet Red Bank, again, Greg and Sherry. August 23rd is TBD. That stands for To Be Determined, in case you don't know. We don't know yet. Then the Wicked Rose Hill Cemetery in Mattawan takes place again on August 30th, Greg and Sherry. And September 6th is our last one of the season. That's headed up by Dina, but we don't know where that's going to be yet either. Cool, huh? Now we'll do our meeting announcements. I should let you know that if you want to attend a meeting of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society, that's your best bet. They're free and open to the public. You don't have to be a member. You just show up. All meetings start at 7 and end at 8:30. They're held once a month. The North Jersey Division is the third Tuesday of every month, so in June, it's taking place this coming Tuesday, June 17th. It's in the Community Center, located at 293 Main Street in Hackettstown. There's going to be a topic. It's called Poltergeist, Products of the Living, More So Than the Dead. Our team leader of the North Jersey Division, Dina Shrika, will be leading that discussion. She is going to go on hiatus for topics and stuff. For July and August, she's going to get me a list of meeting topics and some guest speakers starting again in September, so that's pretty cool. July 2nd will be the Central Jersey Division meeting, and that's headed up by team leaders Gregory and Sherry Irish in the Hazlitt Library at 251 Middle Road in Hazlitt. So if you have any kind of questionable pictures, photographs, recordings, things that you've collected over the years that you're not quite sure if it's paranormal or not, bring it to a Ghost Hunters meeting, an NJGHS meeting, because every meeting we have a share and scare segment wherein you can have your evidence reviewed for authenticity. What else can I tell you about the meetings? You can pay for membership at the meeting. And it's good, too, because if you're sitting there on the fence, not sure if you want to join or not, go to a meeting and see what it's about. And then if you want, you can pay right then and there and get your membership in the mail. Like I said, you have to have membership in order to do the cemetery hunts, and you have to have 2 cemetery hunts worth of training under your belt in order to be on a private investigative team. So, that's about it for now. We'll take a break.
Do you have what it takes to be a ghost hunter? Are you fascinated with the paranormal? Then why not take your interest to the next level and join New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society? For a $20 lifetime membership fee, you'll receive training on our cemetery hunts, get to participate on investigative teams for private investigations, and receive discounts on books we sell. Members also get the reduced rate on special events we offer throughout the year. You can PayPal right from the homepage of www.njghs.net or send your check or money order payable to Ghost Hunters to P.O. Box 8018, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07054. Happy haunting.
I say, Sean B., I've been thinking about all the things necessary to produce a proper paranormal broadcast.
Do tell, Nathan S., what are these vital qualities?
Empathy, commitment, quiet dignity, and self-respect.
Indeed! What a shame we don't have any of those traits! Oh yeah, the Ghost Planet Demon Hunter show is rocking its way on the supernatural scene.
It's drive time paranormal broadcasting without the driving or the timing. Just go to www.ghostandhuman.com.
Think you know what goes bump in the night? You ain't heard nothing yet.
Each week we'll be bringing you the best and the worst kept secrets in the paranormal community.
Yeah, us, the Ghost Planet Demon Hunter, Sunday from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
www.ghostandhuman.com. The Ghost Planet Demon Hunter show is beyond the normal broadcast.
Hey, this is Nathan S., a.k.a. the Demon Hunter from the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter Show, and certified paranormal investigator with the NJGHS. When I start getting homesick for New Jersey, I tune in to Lauren Bryan. So kick back. You're listening to The Deadline.
Hey, welcome back. It's time for Parashare. Now, do you have a paranormal experience or ghost encounter to tell? Then send it in an email to thedeadline@njghs.net. For each Parashare you submit and we read on the show, you'll receive one credit. You may use your credits to receive membership in the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society. Only one credit is necessary. Or you may cash in 10 credits for a natal chart. That's a $75 value. We'll keep track of the Parashares and let you know when you hit 10, and then you can send me your birth date, birth time, and birthplace, and I will send you a full-color natal chart with printout and my handwritten notes, too. Okay, we actually have a Parashare tonight.
Yeah, okay.
Today.
I don't believe
whatever.
That.
Whenever you're listening to this, we have a Parashare. Woo! Hold me down. I can't stand it. Okay, here we go. About 10 years ago, my husband and I were living in a house that we rented. We hosted several events for friends, such as a Halloween party where we had psychics and readers and a seance and used the Ouija board. One night, my husband put a ring that he wore on the kitchen nook table. The following morning, he awoke and went to put the ring on. It had bent during the night as if it had been melted. The rim was so molded that he could never wear it again to this day. It melted in such a way that it won't fit on his finger anymore. My son also, who was in his teens at the time, used to wake up and say he saw a young African-American boy standing in front of the TV during the night, in his bedroom in front of the TV. We practice Wicca, and I am very careful to cleanse an area after any activity. But I guess I had been careless that week with the ring incident. Our landlady eventually read in the paper that I practiced Wicca through a news article and asked us, basically she told them, to move out, as she was a devout Catholic. This comes to us from Cindy, and I already wrote back to Cindy and asked her, did she want membership or did she want to put it towards a natal chart? And she wants membership. So
wow.
We will have another member. And I meant to mention to people that, you know, I put a little blurb on the site and everything, a little disclaimer, because I was so under the gun with the book and everything. So, you know, I'm getting to the point probably this coming, not this weekend, but the week coming after this weekend. I will be going through all the PayPals and all the checks I've gotten in the mail and processing everything and getting all your memberships out for those of you like Cindy who sent in a Parashare. So probably at some point the end of next week, you're looking towards June 20th or 21st, membership should be back on track and rolling out the door. So and then we'll have a correct count because wow. God only knows what we could be up to now. Which also reminds me.
Oh, and Cindy, I'd get a lawyer on that one.
Really? Why?
That's discrimination.
Yeah, but maybe not when it's just it's your own home. I don't know if where that, if they rented a house, though.
It doesn't matter. If you're renting and someone says, you're a Wicca, get out. They can't. That's against the law. That's called discrimination.
What I would think.
It's just the same thing if it's a black family. You know, get out, you're black. You can't do that. It's the same thing.
Well, I'm sure the landlord came up with some stupid reason that would be viable to.
Well, they just the end of the lease. They could just say we're not going to renew it. Yeah. Yeah, you can do that, but I mean, if you're in a lease,
most landlords they pull the old we'll triple the rent so you can't afford it and then you have to leave. You know,
if you have a lease, they can't do that either.
Well, once the lease is up.
Well, once the lease is up, they don't even have to say that. They can say you're gone.
Yeah.
But if she threw you out, I'd get a lawyer on that one. You'd win that sucker easy.
Wow. Oh. We shall see. Anyway, what I was about to say was July 2008 is the 10th anniversary of the forming of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society. Woohoo!
You're an old lady.
So... Wow, that means I was 34 when I started all this.
Okay.
No, I was even younger because in 1993 I formed Ghost Hunters Incorporated, and in 98 I formed the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society. Wow.
You're old.
I am getting old. Holy camolicans. Oh, well. Anyway. Thank you for depressing me on that otherwise festive note, Brian.
Hey, I was letting you go during the book, so...
You know, it's like, God forbid, if ever I'm going to have a shred of positive self-esteem, I can count on you to just rip that rug right out from under my ass. You know?
I get so little pleasures in life.
Well, I'm glad I can provide you some entertainment and value. Alrighty. So, I want to remind people about the... Paranormal Intensive, because I know we're doing that September 20th, and we've got people registering, which is really cool. We might be able to salvage this event. There's only a few spots left for Jane Doherty's psychic, her spirit dinner and spirit circle event on September 20th at Charlie Brown's in Hackettstown. So that's filling up. But you know what? We really need to do something for the 10th anniversary of the NJGHS. So we'll see what happens, you know. We have the space on September 20th, so if something happens where we have to cancel the Paranormal Intensive, maybe we'll turn it into more of a convention and a party, and who knows? We'll see. Either way, but I think I have to wait till the cooler weather, and maybe, or we could always go back out to that place that we had our NJGHS 500 and maybe do another party out there out in Sparta again.
Maybe.
But the only problem with that is it's not fair to all the other members who live more central. Like, I'd like to find a venue down around Greg and Sherry's area, because that's the bulk of our membership. And they're so easy, because that area is great. You hop on and off the parkway, and you're right. Everybody can get to the parkway and get on and off, and it's right there. You know? But, I don't know. It's a schlep for me, but still.
I mean, too bad we can't, like, get in an area that's like a haunted area and have the party.
Mm-hmm.
That would be more fun.
Well, that's Hackettstown. I mean, it's very haunted, but, you know, I don't know. But we'll have to plan something for our 10th anniversary. So, meanwhile, keep registering for the workshops, because as long as you're registering for those workshops on September 20th, then we're definitely going to go full steam ahead with that. So let's keep up the registrations. It's only $25. You can pick and choose the workshops you want. And then the presenters will be there to sign the books and autograph them and so forth. And I think that's it for now. We'll take a quickie break.
If you're ready to take your ghost hunting to the next level, you're ready to be a certified paranormal investigator by the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. The certification includes 4 hours of hands-on, concentrated training by the NJGHS leaders at the most haunted prison in the United States, Eastern State Penitentiary, located in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. To participate, you must have all of your own equipment. Register online at the NJGHS.net website certification page. Costs are $125 for current members and $145 for non-members of the NJGHS who will receive their membership going forward. PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa are accepted. Upon completion of the course, submission of your report of findings, and achieving a total point score of 80 or better, you will receive your certificate and new certified paranormal investigator card from the NJGHS. All the details are on the certification page of the NJGHS.net website. So what are you waiting for? Take your hobby seriously. Become a certified paranormal investigator. Attention, paranormal investigators in New Jersey and beyond. Be warned, this is not a parafest and not a social conference. This is intense. The Paranormal Intensive 2008 is coming to Hackettstown, New Jersey on Saturday, September 20th. This all-day event will offer workshop after workshop to hone your skills and broaden your investigative knowledge of the paranormal. Pick and choose the workshops you want at only $25 each. You can register online at www.njghs.net/paraintensive.html using PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa. That night, enjoy a buffet dinner and spirit circle with Jane Doherty, psychic medium at the haunted Charlie Brown Steakhouse in Hackettstown. This event is $60 per person and includes the dinner, tax, tip, and spirit circle in the private dining room on the second floor of this former hotel, where the young, distraught girl drowned in the bathtub and haunts this place to the day. Seating for this event is severely limited, so register online ASAP. The Paranormal Intensive 2008, September 20th, Hackettstown, New Jersey. Be there.
Hi, this is Jeff Belanger of GhostVillage.com, and when I'm not out hunting ghosts and seeking out folklore, I'm listening to The Deadline.
Hey, welcome back. It's time for Haunted Trivia. Now, this is where you get to test your paranormal expertise. Last week's Haunted Trivia, you were asked, who presented Possessed Possessions at the 2006 New Jersey Ghost Conference? People, I could not have made this any more easy. I mean, not a one of you wrote in even just like to guffaw at it and say, oh my God, that's so easy. Like, duh.
It was
not
Brian.
A one of you. The answer is John Zaffis. So, here you go. This week it's going to have a skill level of challenging. So get set. This restaurant is haunted by the ghosts of a romantic tragedy. Some say it is pure myth, but it's a good story nonetheless. The wealthy Mace family, had a son named Armando, who fell in love with the maid Inez. Armando's mom walked in on the two lovers in a compromising position and was outraged. She stabbed the maid to death with a pair of scissors. Armando grabbed the scissors and stabbed himself and died a couple of days later.
Idiot.
Some story versions say that he blocked his mother from stabbing his girlfriend and ended up dying at his own mother's hands. Either way, this place is haunted, especially this former bedroom, which is now the Carlotta room. Manifestations include the ghost downing two glasses of wine and the maids being frightened by a door swinging open at them. What is the name of this haunted restaurant? I'll give you a little hint. It's in New Mexico. Now, if you're the first person to email the correct answer to hauntedtrivia@njghs.net, you'll win the book, The Scalpel and the Soul, by Dr. Alan J. Hamilton. This neurosurgeon explores the encounters with surgery, the supernatural, and the healing power of hope. It's a hardcover and retails for $23.95. Now you may say, you know what, that price sounds familiar. Well, yes, it does, because nobody won it. So it's been put back in the bin. It's being recycled. We are going green here at the NJGHS and The Deadline. We're recycling prizes that aren't won. Duh. So there you go. Be the first person. You have to email the correct answer to hauntedtrivia@njghs.net. Do not email it to me. Do not email it to Brian. Do not email it to The Deadline. It goes to hauntedtrivia@njghs.net. If you are a team leader, or you won a prize in the past 30 days, you are prohibited from winning on this. You can still send in the answer if you're right. I'll give you an attaboy via email. But you will not win the prize if you've won in the past 30 days.
Well, what if I give the prize to someone else?
Yeah, right.
It was worth a shot.
Nice try. Next. Ah, now, Portsmouth Harbor Lighthouse Dinner and Investigation. We're all set for August 16th. It is sold out. We are so looking forward to that. I'll be making sure I'll be very quiet on the ride up, Brian, don't worry. And on the ride back. I'm a quiet, you know me. I usually just pass out after the first 30
minutes.
Who does?
Minutes anyway. You might be driving some of it, so.
Oh, really? Okay, cool. You'll let me drive your car?
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's called having insurance.
I have insurance, too. I am an insured New Jersey driver. Woo. Yeah, cool.
And off the air, because I don't want to say anything yet, but we might have a special surprise for that.
For what, the Portsmouth
yes.
Lighthouse thing?
Maybe.
Oh, okay.
Which I will talk to you off the air about.
Okay, very good. Speaking of lighthouses, did you hear this one? Wellfleet, Massachusetts. Local historians for decades thought the 30-foot-tall lighthouse that once overlooked Wellfleet Harbor had been taken down and destroyed in 1925. Guess what? It just turned up on the California coast. The fate of the cast iron tower was uncovered last year by lighthouse researchers and reported by Colleen McNenny in this month's edition of Lighthouse Digest. McNenny told the Cape Cod Times in Wednesday's edition it was her most exciting discovery. Wellfleet historian Helen Purcell says the discovery of the lighthouse at Point Monterey, 25 miles south of San Francisco, was a genuine shock. McNenny says she discovered correspondence that proved the lighthouse, first erected in 1881, had been moved by the Coast Guard from Wellfleet to Yerba Buena, California, and eventually to Point Montara. There is no known documentation explaining how it was moved across the country, McNenny said. But Jim Walker, chairman of the Cape Cod chapter of the American Lighthouse Foundation, speculates that because it is metal, it could have been dismantled bolt by bolt, with the pieces then transported by rail. The lighthouse is still used as a navigational aid and a hostel. So there you go. You wake up in 1925 and your lighthouse is gone. You don't know what the hell happened to it. And in 2008, it shows up in Point Montara, California, on the total other side of the country. Strange stuff. Oh, and another thing about lighthouses. I went down to the lighthouse in Sandy Hook recently because I was going to use this for my story because I got two more stories to write for the next weird book that's coming out. Also in October when my book comes out. And people, there's really no story at the Sandy Hook Lighthouse. The whole thing about, ooh, the skeleton in the basement. Nah. I got some really good dirt on haunted lighthouses from my buddy and the guy you will meet if you're going to the Portsmouth Harbor Lighthouse tour and dinner in August, Jeremy Dontremont. So he's helping me out. He's giving me some really good dirt to write up these stories for the next weird book. And he's doing tours now.
Oh.
So if you did not get a chance to book for our dinner and investigation for Portsmouth Harbor in New Hampshire on August 16th, I will have the link. In fact, I think I already put the link on our NJGHS site. I think it's on our deadline page. You can go there.
Our deadline page is getting awfully cluttered.
No, I cleaned off stuff. I change it up every week. But I did put a link for Jeremy's tours, so that way you can click on that and see the different tours he's doing throughout New England and, you know, maybe over the summer go catch one of his tours. Cool, huh?
Mm. Very nice.
All right. And that's it for this week. So thanks again to Brian Sant, the NJGHS technician and producer of The Deadline.
Hail to the king.
As always, our team leaders, Gregory and Sherry Irish and Dina Trico. And of course, thanks to you for listening. And don't forget to vote for the show on podcastalley.com. We suck right now, people. Last time I looked, we were in the 60 area. That's 60.
Oh,
that's
no.
Terrible. That's like suck.
I remember
suck,
when you were
suck.
Bitching, you know, we were at like 500 and some.
Well, I'm not happy. I like to at least maintain in the top 50 throughout the course of the month.
Oh, yeah. Then when in the top 50, you'd be complaining, oh, we got to be in the top 20. And then it's the top 10.
That's called progress, Brian. But 60, that's not good, people. And it's only
very
beginning of June. So please, go to podcastalley.com and vote. The link is on our deadline page. The link is on the homepage of the NJGHS.net site. It's a no-brainer. You click.
Guys,
you
if you don't vote, she's going to get older.
Anyway, keep downloading the shows weekly, because at some point in life, you have to meet the deadline.